Amen. If you don't know Him, the song is true. He'll come to you upon you calling out to Him. Regardless of what has taken place in your life. You see, a lot of people think that just because I've done this and I've done that and I don't qualify to be a Christian. No, we really don't. But the qualifier, Jesus Christ, qualified you upon coming to Him through His blood. Now, a lot of people are burdened down today because they don't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. But there's a lot of Christians today that are burdened down because the enemy has got them in that situation by doubting. Because something didn't happen immediately, their faith withered away. I want to tell you today that Jesus is the burden bearer. In other words, I thought about this, and this is, I think, a good illustration. If you didn't have a sanitation department coming by and hauling off your garbage every week, after a while, it would get to the point to where you couldn't even stand to be on your property. But because they come by and they take that load of garbage that you have, they take it away. You don't know nothing else about it. It's gone. You see, we've had a lot of baggage that's been built up while we were running from God. And God wants to do the same thing. He wants to take and bundle up all the sin and all the wrongdoing that you've ever committed. He wants you to throw them in this baggage and cast them into the sea, never be to remember it anymore. So He is our burden bearer. In other words, when you say burden bearer, that means He is going to take that burden for you. But you have to hand it over. You see, He took and was our cross bearer. He took the cross in our place. So He took our sins, our burdens, everything was nailed to the cross. And He said it was finished right before He died. He said, it is finished. In other words, He had done the complete work. Now, my friend, today, we know the Word of God is true. Yes, and amen. We know that when He said it, He means it. But because sometimes that things go on and you're burdened down over a long period of time, that is when Satan can come in and try to sow seeds of doubt. If you are burdened down today, our God is still just as powerful, just as omnipresent as He's always been. Realizing who you are in Christ makes all the difference in the world. Knowing that you are His child. He cares for you. If you have walked away from Him and His fellowship, He loves you. He wants you to come back home. He wants all the burdens that you've accumulated, He wants to take and remove that. Now, God don't remove a bunch of things and give you something back in place. But when God takes and moves the burdens, He replaces it with things that you could never buy. And that's peace, love, joy. He replaces all the guilt and the shame that you have built up within you with a peace that only He can give you. Now, the psalmist in many areas in Psalms wrote about a burden, if you're carrying your burdens. And if you read the psalmist's writings, you will see that there was a lot of times in David's life that the enemies was after him. He was on the run most of the time from the enemy. ones that was trying to kill him, ones that wanted to take him out. In some of his writings, you can see to where he gets down. He gets down and depressed sometimes. But then you can read on and you see where he turned it over to God. He let God have it. And then God came in. He fought his battles. He gave him a joy again. He gave him a love and a peace in his heart. Now, Psalms 55 and 22. Now, listen to the Word of God. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain you. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Father, I thank You for this day. And Lord, I ask that You reach out and touch each and every one. Lord, I pray if there's one that comes across the dial that don't know You, that today they would make that sound decision to follow You and have a promise in eternal life with You. Father, I pray if there's ones down and burdened today, that God, that they would relieve it today. Release it to You. And God, I pray when they do that, that You would fill them with a joy, a love, and a peace so strong that the people around them will know that You've answered their prayer today. And Lord, I give You all glory, honor, and praise for everything that's accomplished. And I ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Right here, Psalms 55 and 22, I want to read it again. Cast thy burdens upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee. In other words, He will take care of you. You can endure. He will be with you. He'll be your partner. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Let me go ahead and read the 23rd one. But thou, O Lord, shall bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days, but I will trust in Thee. What He was saying right there, the ones that's deceitful and bloody and all because of what they're doing, because they're not one of God's, they're going to live a short life. He said, but I trust in Thee, Lord. I trust in Thee. I'm not like the bloody and deceitful out there. I trust in You, Lord. I have been made righteous only through the blood of Christ, Lord. When He says, cast thy burden, throw it. Throw it. That's why they say when you go fishing, you cast that lure. You cast it. And what happens when you throw that reel, the plug or whatever you got on that line goes far from you? It never would come back to you if it wasn't tied on a line. Now, some people cast their burdens away. But for some reason, they got a line tied to it. They try to draw it back to you. For some reason, they cast their burdens at the altar in the house of God. But before they leave, they pick them back up. That's not what God is meaning here in this verse when He says, cast thy burdens upon the Lord. When you cast in this area, it means to don't pick it back up. Don't reel it back in. It's gone. It's not yours no more. It is the Lord's. That's why David said, this is not my battle. It is the Lord's. Because he had turned over and give the battle to God. He knew he could do nothing on his own. But he said, it's not my battle. It's not mine. I got somebody that's going to fight it for me. I'm going to walk out there, yes, with what little I got. I'm going to walk out there with a little slingshot and a little stone. Now, he's going to laugh at me, but my God is stronger than Goliath. My friend, my God is stronger than the burden that you're toting. My God is stronger than all the things that you've ever went through. Psalms 27 and 14. Now listen to these. This is the Word of God being read to you. This is the Word of God that's to you now. Psalms 27 and 14, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Now, sometimes when we thank God or to show up, maybe He's not there at that moment. Sometimes He's wanting us to just, regardless, He wants us to trust Him and wait. It's saying, wait here on the Lord. In other words, be unmovable. be steadfast, be grounded in the Lord. As I said one night in a Bible study, or was wanting to, and I didn't have an opportunity to mention it. But to be unmovable in God. You ever remember these little weeble wobble toys that maybe you got your children? And you could throw that little man down and it would bobble and everything else, but it would stand right back up. You could set it upside down and it would turn right back up. My friend, God is wanting us to be just like that. He wants us to stand up regardless of what you're going through. No matter how much you've been tossed and turned, that little toy would stand straight up. And that's how God wants His children. He wants us to be steadfast and unmovable, always grounded in the Lord. Now, when you cast your burden to the Lord, He's given you a promise here in the Word of God that He will take it from you. That He will take and release that problem in your life from you. Now, sometimes it don't come when you say, Lord, do this. He just don't come miraculously down like a puppet and instantly work it. But God sees your life. He sees the situation already before you even ask. Before you even come to Him, He's already aware of what you're going through. He's always made provision for the things that come in our lives. That means He's always has got a way of escape for you. So when the psalmist here says, wait on the Lord, that means in faith, don't give up. In faith, don't waver. In faith, stand there. In faith, know who you are in God. And if you are a child of God, know that He's there. Know that He loves you. Know that He desires to give you the desires of your heart. Now, the psalmist, 37 and 5. Now, listen to this here. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. Now, a lot of people want to name and claim things and go out there and live for God one day a week, if that whole day. When He says, commit thy way to the Lord, be committed. Be a committed Christian. Be committed to Him. Be committed to His call that He's put upon you. Be committed to your Lord. Now, when you do that, listen, it says, trust also in Him. Sometimes when the situations is gathered all around you and you get your eye and focus off of the Lord and you look at all the situations, what happened to Peter when he said, Lord, if that be you, bid me to come out there with you? And what happened? Peter jumped out of the boat when Jesus said, come. And he was doing a fine job strolling across the top of the water, just like Jesus was. But something happened. He got his eyes and focus off of God, and he got it onto the wind and the water. In other words, the situation around him. And then and only then, did he sink, begin to sink. And he asked, Lord, save me. And Jesus reached down and brought him up and said, oh, ye little faith. Now, that was a disciple that was riding around with him in the boat. That was a disciple that walked with him. That was a disciple that seen hundreds upon hundreds of miracles. That was a disciple that seen miraculous miracles happen at the very instant. People that had never walked got up and walked and were strengthening their legs immediately. People that had never seen automatically seen clearly again. People that had never spoke again. Commit your way to the Lord and trust in Him. Don't trust in the situation, but trust in the one over the situation. Trust in Him, meaning Lord. And He shall, listen, when you do all of that, He gave you a promise here. He didn't say, and he might bring it to pass. You could be one of them that is brought to pass for you. He said, no, he said, he shall bring it to pass for you. That is a promise to you, not just to the psalmist, but to you and I. We can walk in that. He's going to bring it to pass. I know it's God's will. He's going to bring it to pass. That's what He wants to see. If somebody in faith, you haven't seen it, you don't know how it's going to happen, it looks impossible to man, but He shall bring it to pass because His Word says it. That's what faith is. Faith is the things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You haven't seen it yet. But you know. You know. You in faith, you believe in. Because our God can accomplish anything He wants to. He can do it immediately over a process of time. However, He is God. What better hands to be in? But in the hands of someone that loves you. Someone that sent His Son to pay the price for you. What better hands to be in than someone that has a degree of love that deep for you? Satan don't have no love for you. You may be out there running around and you don't know God as your personal Savior. And you think the enemy's dealing you good hands, my friend. The devil hates you. The devil don't want you to have life. The devil knows the minute you turn your life over to Christ that it's a done deal, that your life changes. What better hands to be in than the one that shall take and provide for you? Provide for you. You see, a lot of people's burdened down today because they look at their bank account, they look at their bills piling up on them, they look at there's no way that they can do anything. That's a burden, I know. It's a burden when you owe something and you just can't pay it. It's a burden when you got your loved ones, your children's out there, and they're living for the devil instead of God. That burdens you down. I know what you're going through. But He's saying right here in Psalms 55:20, cast that burden. You don't have to just fill in the blank there where burden is. Cast it, whatever that is, to the Lord. Say, I can't handle it. I'm giving it to you, Lord. Here it is. Take it from me. And my friend, when you do that, when you release in faith, and that kind of faith, when you say, I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm trusting God in it. You watch and see God work in your behalf. Now, that don't work in everything, like in claiming a lot of things of this world. And there's a popular message going out today where you name and claim and they practically judge you by how much you have. That's not how strong you are in the Lord, because you might have obtained something of this world more than somebody else. Matthew 6:25. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. It is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? He is asking a question there. First of all, here, let's go to the first part. Take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body. In other words, don't be burdened down about these things. How is this going to happen? How is that going to happen? It's nice to prepare for the future, for retirement. But if you're 25 years old and you're burdened down wondering how you're going to make it in 65, that's not too much faith in God. He said, cast that burden upon me. Don't worry about it. Now, when he says don't worry about it, he don't mean you go out there and fish and hunt and never work. But you go out there, you work, you do the things you can. You trust God. You trust God for the things that you can't handle. The Bible even says one place, what can we? Our worrying does nothing. It can't turn one hair white, one hair black. It can't do. You're worrying don't help you. Let me tell you what worrying does to a child of God. Worrying decreases your faith. When you begin to worry, that means you have got more of your divine attention onto the situation and less on God. That's what that means. Because you say you got all this concern over here when God has said, cast that to me. But you said, no, I want to keep it. It's my burden. That's what some people would say probably. He's saying, cast it over here. Allow me to take care of that situation for you. Let me stamp it, paid in full, and move it on. Isn't that amazing? It's paid in full. You're a child of God. You don't have to be cast down in all this worrying and troubled situations. We can sit there and get our eyes on them problems, or we can take and look at this right here. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. My friend, when you first commit your way to the Lord, it says, then you trust on Him. He'll give you a guarantee right here, and He shall bring it to pass. Now, sometimes when Jesus was speaking about, take no thought for what you shall eat or what you shall drink or what you shall put on your body, your clothing. A lot of times the Sadducees, Pharisees, rulers of that day, they had all their confidence in what they probably possessed and owned. That's not, he's saying, take no thought. Jesus was saying, you trust me. You do what you can. You are. I'm going to help you. I'm going to take care of you. I'm promising you that I'm going to be there with you. When you need something, you speak out to me. I hear your cry. I hear your plea. Isn't that amazing? That the God of heaven, the creator of the universe, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, He's so concerned about you being burdened down that He's given many places in the Bible, cast that care upon me. Don't tote it, cast it. Chunk it. Toss it. However you might like to say it. Now, in Matthew chapter 6, 25, you can read on down and you'll see He said in Matthew 6 and 32, for after all these things, in other words, clothing, raiment, things of the world, He said, do the Gentiles seek. But listen to this. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. In other words, there is nothing that's taken you, that's come upon you, that God is not aware of it. He is aware of it before you even ask. Well, why ask? If He's aware of it, why do I have to say anything? Because He says, ask and you shall receive. Ask, you shall receive. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have. In other words, He knows every need that we have right now. You don't have to be burdened down about it. Just commit your way unto the Lord. Trust in Him and He shall bring it to pass. Matthew 11 and 28. Listen to this. This is resting in the Lord. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Now what he was saying right here, you that is burdened down, you that is labored in your week, heavy laden, burden. You ever heard people say, I'm burdened in my heart about something. I'm burdened down about this. He said, if you come unto me, all ye, he didn't leave anybody out. In other words, it's for you now. He said, I'll give you rest. Isn't that amazing? First of all, you just come to him. All you that are heavy and laden, all you that are burdened down, is what he was saying. All you that have problems, all you that have concerns, I want to give you rest today. I want to give you rest, a rest that just sleeping 6 or 8 hours don't get you. But I want to give you a peaceful rest that stays with you during the daytime. When you lay down at night, the rest is there. When you get up in the morning, the rest is there. This is the rest of the Lord I'm speaking of. Not rest in our physical bodies, but the rest in the Lord, the peace that's in your soul. That's what he was speaking of here. Philippians 4 and 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. A while ago I said, he is aware of all these things. Right here it is. Let your requests be made known unto God. That's why you ask, even though he knows. That's why you ask him when he knows, right there. And 7 says, in the peace of God, this rest I'm talking about, which passeth all understanding. In other words, nobody can figure this kind of rest and peace out. Shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. That is the secret right there. It's really no secret. It's in the Word of God. But through Christ in Jesus. Peace that passes all understanding. In other words, all knowledge. You can't figure this out. It just happens to you. Supernaturally, God gives you that peace. You don't take a pill from His prescription cabinet and you get that peace. My friend, this is the peace that only He places in you. 1 Peter 5 and 7. Casting all your cares upon Him. Now, that means all your cares. Plain and simple. No big translation there. For He careth for you. Let me read it this way. Cast all your problems and situations and concerns upon Him, for He loves you. That's what He meant right here. He careth for you. He loves you. Now listen to this. Why does a church, when somebody's burdened down or something, why should you be concerned about that person? I have nothing to do with that burden. Why should I? Some people may think that. Why should I worry about it? Here in the Word of God, Galatians 6 and 22. Bear ye another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. In other words, if someone that you know is burdened down, you ought to have a concern about them. You ought to be in prayer about them. You ought to be in concern about them. But most of all, know that God is the burden bearer. Bear ye. That means you don't just overlook somebody's problems, but be there with them. Pray with them. Help them during that time. Psalms 35 and 7, where he says, trust in the Lord. His four things. Listen to this, what the Lord wants us to know from verse 37 and 5. First, you trust in Him. 2, you delight thyself in the Lord. 3, you commit your ways to the Lord. 4, you rest in the Lord. I like that. Four things that He tells you there. You see, Christ carried the burdens of humanity. If you read Isaiah 53 and 4, surely He hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem Him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. My friend, that's speaking about Christ. He carried the burdens of humanity. What I mean there, He stepped in to pinch hit for you and you couldn't do nothing. And He took all of us that was doomed for hell. And He took the burden there. He placed it. He nailed our sins there. He died for you, in other words. He died in our place. He seen that we was lost humanity. having no way ever to be able to have that direct fellowship with God again, but through him, because it was broken in the Garden of Eden. Now, my friend, I've given you many scriptures how God loves you, how he knows your situation. And I've given you many of his promises to where it's a guarantee if you trust in him. You cast them to him. You may not see a miraculous move in 2 minutes after that, but you walk in it and you stand there and you trust it. Psalm 16 and 8. I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Psalm 62 and 2. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense, and I not shall be greatly moved. Psalm 62 and 6. Listen to these promises here. He is only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. Psalms 12 and 1. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. 1 Peter 1 and 5. Who are kept by the power of God through faith. That's what I was speaking of a while ago. You believe. You stand there. You cast the problem to God. You trust that he's already aware of it. And also trust that he receives it when you cast it to him. He takes care of it. Faith unto salvation. Ready to be revealed in the last time. Now let me ask you today. Who is your burden bearer? Is it you yourself that you've been burdened down for so many years and you've toted all these problems and situations and worried about this and worried about that? Or are you casting them, or have you already cast them to the burden bearer? That's right. That's what that means. That means that you give it over to him. You say, God, I see here in your word where you told me to cast all my cares upon you because you care for me. Because you love me, Lord. I read that in your word. Now, Lord, I'm going to take and I'm going to cast all these problems, all these situations that I can't do nothing about anyway. I'm going to take and I'm going to cast them to you. I'm going to give them to you. And I'm going to trust you that you're going to take and make a way when I don't see no way. Now, my friend, when you have that kind of determination and that kind of trust in God, I want to tell you, God will not disappoint you. He will come down. He will be with you. He will take and give you that rest that I'm talking about. You can enter into that rest, that peaceful rest that God gives. That rest that only he can supply you. Not the mattress and pillow that you lay on every night that we call rest. My friend, this is the rest that gives you a joy in your heart. Even if you're going through something, he gives you a joy. And you know that he's taking care of it because he's changed it. He's took care of the situation. I thank you so much for joining our broadcast today. Trust God in all your situations. Believe him. Believe his word. Walk in his ways. Thank you so much for joining us. Remember our Monday through Friday broadcast. And come back and join us next Sunday.